Rich.
Hey Rich, this is Peter.
Hey.
Hey Rich, I've got the logo updated. So, and I've sent you an email. Can you please check?
Yep, I'm going to do that just now. Right here. I don't see it in the box yet, but we'll do a send and receive and see what happens. My email address. Oh, what the heck? I don't see this thing. Inbox, Little Rich, updated logos. Okay, so attach right here. Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Great.
Perfect.
Looks good.
Yeah. That looks
great.
Good.
Great. Then we can update it on the website?
Well, you know, what font is my name in? I don't know.
It looks good. I guess, if you see, logo should be a little bit stylish. So the font looks good, and it is easily understandable from to the customers as well. Like, if a customer comes on the website, they can easily read this word, Rich. If we had added Rich Kidner, then it might be impossible for people to read in this writing, but they can read Rich.
Yes. Oh, no, I agree. I don't think it's a reading problem. Okay, let me ask you this. About the size of this logo, does this need to be sized down to fit more comfortably on the page?
Yeah, that depends. Like, when you go to the website, you see there's a space given for the logo where it says your logo here. So that will the logo will be placed according to that size, which you can see on the website.
Okay. So have you added this logo to the website yet?
No, not right now. I need to finalize the logo. So now it looks good, and I got your approval. So now I will be uploading this logo to the website.
Okay, hang on 1 second. I want my wife to look at this before I approve it.
Sure, I can hold on.
Yep, 1 second, Pete. Okay, I'm sorry. And this will just lay over top of the pictures on the slideshow. Is that right, Pete?
I'm sorry?
This logo that we're talking about here in white and red, this is what he's done.
So do you want the logo on the banner as well, where the pictures are being changed again and again?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
no problem with that. I can do it that too.
Okay, hang on a second, Pete. We're going to pull up the website here. Let's see, to get the website, I got to go to send items. No, I got to go here to this design.
Should I send you the link again, Rich?
No, I have the link to the website right here.
Okay.
All right. Where it says your logo is where you're going to place that. Is that correct? In this upper left-hand corner?
Okay, is it going up there on that banner to replace that your?
Okay, yeah, that's I guess, the question we're asking. Where it says your logo on the banner up there.
We will be placing the logo over there. But if you want, like where you see Prime Product Photography, we can place the logo here as well.
No, I think in the...
Yeah, it won't look good because the banner will be completely hidden if we place the logo over here. So I guess the logo should be placed at the left upper corner where it says your logo here. However, what we can do to make the logo prominent is that we can squeeze the banner a little so that the logo becomes more visible to the customers. Because right now you see there's a small page of logo. Okay, so we can squeeze the banner a little bit where the pictures are being changed. Okay, and we can increase the size of the logo and place it at the same place where it's written your logo here.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm having a hard time. This thing, when I opened what you sent to me, Pete, It's on a 27-inch screen, and it looks to be about, I don't know, 4 inches.
5, 6 inches.
Yeah, maybe 5, 6 inches high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
you see, like, there's a line. When you see the word "your logo" here, is there a gap between the banner and the logo, or it's is there a gap between the logo, your logo here, and the banner?
Between my logo and the banner, I don't understand what you're telling me.
Like, you see the word "here," right? Your logo here. So under that, the banner starts. Do you see that, the banner?
There's like a half-inch black line that has your banner in it, and then the
mm-hmm.
pictures are below it scrolling.
Exactly. I was asking that, is there a space between the banner and the place where it's written your logo here? Or suddenly after your logo here, the banner starts, so there's no space in between them?
No.
Okay, so there's no space. So what we'll do is that we can squeeze the banner from upside. Okay, we will squeeze the banner a little and we'll bring it down so that your logo becomes more prominent, and we'll increase the size of the logo.
So you're saying that black line that your and home and about
exactly
is going to get
more
than a half inch,
exactly
an inch or inch and a half.
I will increase that header. Okay, I'll bring that a little more down so that your logo becomes more prominent. Because right now, if I place the logo, that will be not prominent. For example, people would not be able to read out "Rich" logo in the logo because that will be very small. So I can make the header squeeze down, okay? And then the logo can be more prominent to the people. If that works out for you.
How big is the banner going to become, Peter?
I'm sorry?
You can you change that banner right now?
Well, do you want? Well, I have to go to the developer and he can do it.
Okay.
Well, is it going to increase from a half inch to an inch and a half, or
exactly
from a half inch to an inch, or?
I guess that will be half inch, okay? Because header doesn't look good if it takes more space, okay? So the header is like a line like you see it right now, but we can squeeze it a little up down so that the logo becomes more prominent, because we cannot place the logo in the banner where it's written "Prime Product Photography" because it is a colorful logo.
I'm going to say one other thing here. If you do that, then the wording "home," "about," "portfolio," and "contact," you know, are going to have to be enlarged in font size to help fill that banner.
Exactly. So that is the reason I'm not disturbing the banner, because banner looks good. The images are continuously changing. However, you have a good slogan and the brand name as well. So I'll just increase the size of the header in which it's written "home," "about," "portfolio," and "contact," so that the logo becomes more prominent to the customers. That's just a simple change we'll do.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think I have a problem with that. Have you changed the color of the Prime Product Photography yet?
No, we haven't changed it yet. My developer is working on it, and the color you want the same color you have in the logo? The royal blue
one? Yeah, in my
name, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So
that's better.
So in the logo, you see that the color you have in the text, "Rich," so the same color would be applied to Prime Product Photography, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, great. And our goal is bring light to your products will be more bold?
Yeah, you could do something to highlight that. The color and the size of it, I think, is okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might could make the Prime Product Photography a little taller, I guess, or bigger.
I guess we can make it bigger because that's the brand name. And the slogan you have, "Our goal is bring light to your products," we can make it smaller a little bit so that the people can see the brand name more prominently.
The slogan needs to stay the same, and the brand name needs to become larger.
Yeah. So the slogan is fine the size it is. The product photography needs to get bigger.
Okay. No problem.
And then go ahead and do what you need to do to get the logo up there in the corner, and let's see what this looks like. At the same time, Pete, this Let's Work thing, it's up here in the upper right corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it serves no purpose to me, so I would say we could.
Where does your different pages come in?
Right here. When you go to bottles, those are my different pages.
Okay, so on the different pages, the header, the logo, and all that, going to be the same as it is on the front
exactly.
page?
Exactly. It will be the same as the home page.
Yeah. But that Let's Work thing that's up there in the right.
The logo. Okay. Let me place it. Yeah. First, let's work on the header and then on the text of the banner. Okay. And then I'll get back to you. However, Rich, can you please hold on the line so that I can see what other content is left on the website so that I can tell you that too, so that you can prepare that content too and send it to me so that I can get it uploaded on the website.
Well, we got a lot of work to do here yet, buddy. Friday's coming pretty fast.
Just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so the FAQs, the frequently asked questions, that are left?
Yeah, I didn't work on that yet.
No problem. Take your time. However, Rich, do you have any pricing plans for your customers? Because there's a section on About Us page where it says pricing plans. So do you have any, or should I hide this section for now?
I think we said hide it for now.
Okay, I'll hide the section for now. However, if you move to the Contact Us page.
You know, or you could put on that page, you know, about pricing. You could just put in there contact owner for project quotations or something.
Okay.
Quotes, you know, something like that. So that it's just, when they read it, they know that they have to come to me to get a price.
Okay. And on the Contact Us page, there is a tab of working hours. So do you have any specific working hours, or are you available 24/7? So what content do you want me to place there in the working hours?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Central.
Okay.
Central. So yeah, make sure you put CTS on there, Central Standard Time.
CST.
Yeah, CST, correct.
Okay. And if you scroll down on the home page, okay, you see there are my services, and then there's a section, there are five boxes saying photography, videography, editing, branding, events. On the home page.
This is the home page. Okay, this is the home page right here.
Yeah.
Okay,
you scroll
now,
down.
What are you talking about? Hold on,
you scroll
Peter.
Down.
What are you talking about now?
On the home page.
Yeah.
You scroll down, you see, you see the section of my services, where there are five boxes.
I see about.
Yeah. After the about, you see a section of my services.
Life.
Okay, my services up. What are you talking about?
Oh, right here. Okay, my services. Photography.
Oh.
Videography can come out of here. Editing can go out of there. You could leave events. I don't know, branding. That's really not my expertise, but
What else could we keep here, or we can add here? Like the videography, the editing, and the branding would be minimized, okay? So you will be left with two, the events and the photography. So do you want me to change these, or just you want the two of them, the events and the photography, or do you provide any other services too? Like, which ones do you want to place on the website? Do you have any idea about it?
No, I haven't thought much about this, but I don't want to be in, you know, you could leave events out there, but.
Okay, then let's place photography and events over here only, okay? Let's minimize the editing, branding, and videography, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, then you scroll down, you see there's a section of My Gallery. You see that?
Where are we talking about? My what?
Yeah, when you scroll down, you see there's a section, My Gallery.
My Gallery?
Yeah.
Oh,
when
yeah,
you,
okay.
Okay, so now,
okay.
Do you want something specific to be placed here, or what I can do is that, instead of My Gallery, I can give here a glimpse of my portfolio. Okay, so you see the first
yeah.
picture over here, the person sitting in a purple pant and brown shoes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We can add one product here from foods and beverages. Okay, and
yeah.
we can write down the description of the product on the left-hand side where you see client and category. And then there's a read more button. Okay, so once people
uh-huh.
click on the read more button, they will be taken to the category of foods and beverages, where they can see all of your photography products. Sounds good?
Yeah, that's fine.
So, for example, you see the word shoes?
Yes.
So on shoes, I will write down the bottle name, which will be placed over here instead of the picture. Okay, then I'll write down, like for example, I'll list any of your, like in foods and beverages, you have, wait, let me check. You have salad. Right? So
yeah.
I'll place salad over here instead of this picture of the boy, okay? And then the person coming on your website can click on the read more button, and they will be taken to the product where all the foods and beverages will be listed, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
And then, yeah, and then you see the picture of watch, okay? So instead of watch,
yeah.
any product will be coming from pack shots, and then there comes clothes, and instead of clothes, we can list down any product from like foods or beverages, anything from that. So once they click on read more, they will be taken directly to the product.
Okay, I got
okay.
you. That's fine.
Okay, looks
okay.
great. So then you scroll down, you see there's a newsletter. Okay, so once we set up your hosting and domain and everything, so once people will enter your email over here, you will be getting inquiries on your email from the clients, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Now,
then we have.
I need to ask,
mm-hmm,
hey, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
I
yeah,
need
yeah.
to ask a question here.
Sure.
Let me think. If I host with you guys,
mm-hmm,
can you provide me with a Prime Photography mailbox?
Yeah, we can do that for you. Like, there will be a domain, primeproductphotography.com. Okay, and emails will be created on that. Okay, for example. If emails will
be like
created,
rich?
Yeah, that will be rich@primeproductphotography.com. Okay,
yeah,
and on that same, too. Yeah, on that same email, you will be receiving any inquiries or like we will be making emails for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. You could probably go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Either way, if I go to GoDaddy, they're going to do the same thing for me.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Okay,
so let me check, like, do you want to go with 1 year, 3 year, or 5 years?
I'm not going to commit to that till after Friday. We're not going to talk money about posting until this page is done.
Okay.
So you could put that in,
mm-hmm,
in towards finishing the page.
Okay, no problem. So right now the changes you've just told me, I'll get those updated. Okay, and tomorrow at 4, if you are available, I'll give you all the updates of the homepage.
Okay.
Okay, and then what we can do is that we can talk about the hosting and everything, okay?
Okay. So one other thing. You have content for the bio thing that I gave you about where I was born in Cleveland and yada, yada, yada.
For can you please repeat that?
Okay.
About
under about.
Yeah,
right.
I have the section of about. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's nothing in there about me. Okay. Well, I gave you a paragraph.
No.
About me that I was.
If you move towards the next page on the about us page, if you click it from the header, okay, you go to the about page. There you can see,
yeah,
I've pasted the content already.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay,
okay.
I gotcha.
Now what we'll do is that for the first three lines, Like, my name is Rich till the Hercules missile battery. Okay? Till that, the content will be placed on the home page in the About Us section. Okay? So once, if people want to know more about you, they will be clicking on the button from Read More, and they will be taken to this same page, the About Us page. Because home page is just a glimpse of whatever you have on the website. There are sections divided. Yeah, so if people want to know anything in detail, they are taken to the next page where you have listed everything in detail.
Okay, so completed projects, happy clients, working hours, official partners.
That's just a dummy text. So if you want, I can remove that section. No problem.
Yeah, remove that. I don't care for that. All right, no problem. And then this our portfolio is next.
Yeah, the next section is our portfolio. If you click on this portfolio button, the customers will be taken to the portfolio page where they can see the product's photography. Right now, the links are not integrated because your website is not in the development phase. Once it is in the development phase, we'll add the links over here. And if you see, like, there was a section of my blogs, so I've changed it to write a review. And if people will click on that button, they can write a review on your website, which will be controlled completely by you if you want to add those reviews on the website or not. Okay? Then you scroll the same FAQ section and the plans that you have already told me. So the rest, for the rest, I require 24 to 48 hours, okay? Till Wednesday, I can get back to you, okay? Because there's a lot of work on the website. I'll be sitting with the developer personally, and I'll be doing it on your website like I've already done. So on Wednesday, I'll get back to you with all these changes which you have just told me. And then we can talk about the hosting so that we can start developing your website on that server.
Okay. Frequently asked questions. I got to come up with some questions to go on. This doesn't need two or three to start with, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else, Rich, or should I start working on it?
Well, let's talk about one other thing. Let's go to portfolio. Okay. Do you have changes for? Let me think here. Let's click on bottles to start with.
Okay.
Now, I explained to you
that
this was loaded incorrectly, right? That there was a pecking order according to the email that I sent you.
Yeah.
And if you look at this, let me see here. Okay, let's look in the second row of bottles. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first one says Rodney Strong 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you need to take that one off that title because it just should say Rodney Strong.
Mm-hmm.
One is an image.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next image also says Rodney Strong,
mm-hmm.
right? But it's actually Josh Wine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And then the third one says Empress Gin, and it's a wine bottle. It belongs with Rodney Strong.
Mm-hmm.
Or it says in the next row down where it says Decoy, that goes over on the bottle in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Dad's root beer should be where image two is. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got that. Rich, if you remember, I told you that once the website goes to the development, they all are automatically fixed. Okay, the pictures will be in the sequence that are already sent to the developer. Okay, however, the names, they were used for the coding purposes, as you just told me, because the developers have a different language than we, okay? Because they understand their language, they are in contact with each other, okay? These pictures were just placed to show you that this will be the display when people will come to this page. That was the reason to put these pictures. The names and the pictures, that all will be in the same sequence which you have just sent me on mail, and that will be most probably on Wednesday or Thursday once we confirm the hosting and the website goes on the development phase.
Okay. I'm going to put that in your hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to make those changes, and I want you to stay on top of the developers and make sure that it gets executed properly.
No problem, Rich. And I confirm you that on Wednesday, these all changes will be done. However,
okay.
There will be some of the things that will be still left, like, for example, the FAQs and everything, and we can add those in the website, then we'll be good to go by the end of this week.
All right. I'll get on these questions. I will see what...
you've got time till Thursday, okay? So you can easily figure it out. No problem.
I'll get these questions to you tomorrow, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your time, Rich.
Okay, thanks, Peter.
No problem.
This has been productive. So let's get this rolling, and I know there's a lot of stuff we've talked about, but I'm sure that you have some way to get this executed, so just make it happen.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll make it happen for you on Wednesday, most probably.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.